This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Recreational marijuana is finally on the books in New Jersey. It is the culmination of years of advocacy and opposition, including a failed vote in the legislature, a ballot question overwhelmingly approved by voters, and finally three new laws. But when will you be able to walk into a store and buy it? And what happens to past marijuana convictions? WHYY's Joe Hernandez looks at what's next.
It's time to have that talk. It's Ebro Law and Rosenberg. You know, when they elected Governor Phil Murphy in Jersey, one of his...
The day after Governor Phil Murphy signed three laws putting New Jersey's recreational marijuana system in place, he made the rounds touting the achievement.
We have at long last begun to turn the page on decades of failed marijuana and other drug policies that have nicked up far too many lives, overwhelmingly lives of color.
Here he is in an interview on the New York radio station Hot 97, responding to criticism that it took him longer than the 100 days he promised to legalize weed.
It took us, as you rightfully point out, not 100 days. It took us actually in the end 1,134.
Murphy and lawmakers took plenty of heat for not getting recreational marijuana done quickly enough. Though now that the laws are on the books, there's still plenty more work to do.
We're going to be standing up a brand new state agency from the ground up.
Diana Wainu is the incoming chair of the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission. That's the body tasked with writing the regulations for the new cannabis laws and eventually awarding licenses for dispensaries and other marijuana-related businesses. She says she wants the CRC to be focused on equity, since a major component of the push for legal weed was making up for the years of harm caused by over-policing in Black and Latino neighborhoods.
I want to make sure that I instill a culture of equity and integrity within the commission, and that the commission is able to do its work through that lens of equity, making sure that it is infused in all of our decision making.
Wainu predicts that people won't be able to walk into a recreational dispensary and buy weed until 2022, though it could be earlier if some medical marijuana dispensaries, which already have the retail infrastructure in place, get recreational licenses too. The other major piece to this is criminal justice. Although it's technically still illegal to buy or sell marijuana in New Jersey, it is no longer a crime to possess up to 6 ounces of it and use it on private property if you're 21 or older. The state is also dismissing current low-level marijuana charges and vacating convictions against people who are currently serving their sentences. Officials have also vowed to stand up an automatic expungement process for people with past convictions for low-level marijuana offenses. Michael Noriega, a New Jersey criminal defense attorney who's handled marijuana cases, says people have been longing for the chance to move past their previous mistakes.
Getting those records expunged and having that be removed from their past is going to give people a clean and fresh start to be able to apply for different positions, move up in the job market, and find different ways to support their families.
Still, Governor Murphy says the state hasn't yet figured out how to do automatic expungement, though he still promised it will happen. Wainu at the Cannabis Regulatory Commission is looking forward to getting the market up and running, but she says she doesn't expect to correct the harms of the war on drugs with the first set of business licenses or even after the first few years.
It's going to take time, right? We're talking about undoing a decades-long war on drugs, and that doesn't happen in 1, 2, or even 3 years.
One way they hope to do that is by redirecting 70% of sales tax revenue to communities historically impacted by harsh drug laws. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.